This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration is designed to prepare students to lead in the social sector by combining classroom learning with field education and five focused pathways. The final deadline for the program is April 1st. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigade, and this is The Rundown. Scores of Rohingyas cast their first ballots as American citizens in Chicago this weekend. Over 100 Rohingya Americans visited a Northside library to vote. Some community advocates were there to translate and help them fill out paperwork. Abdul Jabbar is with the Rohingya Culture Center. He says many Rohingyas have never voted in their lives, even in their home country of Myanmar, which they fled to escape genocide at the hands of the military.
We are stateless. So when we came to the U.S., we become a citizen of the United States. So this is the first time we are eligible for a vote. So like we feel like we are really newborn baby, start from the beginning, and able to vote. So this is a very big day for the Rohingya.
The Muslim Civic Coalition helped organize the voter drive. It's aiming to mobilize the American Muslim vote ahead of the presidential elections. The Emmett Till and Mamie Till Mobley National Monument is receiving a major preservation industry award. The organizations behind the monument will be awarded for their efforts in getting the three sites that comprise the monument named as a national monument. Marvell Parker is the executive director of the Emmett Till and Mamie Till Mobley Institute. She says this national recognition will help the monument secure funding for efforts to renovate the church where Emmett Till's funeral was held.
We're trying to restore it to its 1955 facade, and because it is now a national monument, it will also become a state-of-the-art museum.
She hopes the museum will be ready to open to the public in 2026. Finalists for Chicago's top local food honor were announced this morning. The Bonche Awards recognize leaders in categories like Best New Restaurant, Best Hospitality, and new this year, Best Pizza. Finalists in that category are Pastoris, Millie's Pizza in the Pan, Spacca Napoli Pizzeria, and Robert's Pizza and Dough Company. Local restaurateur Michael Muser oversees the awards.
They kind of remind all of us in the business in our little city that you're a part of something much bigger than just yourself or even your own restaurant. We're a big institution here, the Chicago restaurant world, and it's special and it's unique, and the Bonches kind of remind us of that.
The ceremony will take place in January. A colorfully outspoken former Chicago political boss has died. William Beavers served on the Chicago City Council and as Cook County Commissioner. His daughter says he died over the weekend after a brief illness. Beavers fought hard for his mostly black constituents on the far south side and south suburbs. He was also a sharp-tongued Chicago ward boss, once famously described himself as, quote, the hog with the big nuts. When he was charged with federal tax fraud in 2012, Beavers likened the lead prosecutor in his case to a castrated rooster. He was later convicted. A couple more things you should know today. The Chicago Bears suffered a stunning 18-15 loss to the Washington Commanders yesterday on a final Hail Mary touchdown with no time left. The Bears are 4-3. They play in Arizona next Sunday. The Northwest Suburban Prospect Heights City Council is considering regulations to let people keep chickens. The Daily Herald reports the Planning and Zoning Board made recommendations after a summer-long effort to find a compromise between residents who want chickens and those who do not. The proposed regulations would limit residents to 20 birds, including ducks and quail, but not roosters. Today's weather, it will start out partly cloudy and the high will reach the upper 60s. Tomorrow, we're expecting partly cloudy skies and for temperatures to climb to 82 degrees. That's it for the show. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigade. Thanks for listening.